Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, the daily signal pass for people building with agents instead of merely applauding them. Today's standout story is not a single model leap. It is the boring, beautiful machinery around the models. GitHub pushed cloud agents deeper into issue workflows, MCP support moved another notch toward normal developer infrastructure, and the open source lane is full of projects trying to make agent work cheaper, safer, and more portable. In other words, the agent stack is starting to ask for utility rails and receipts. Start with GitHub. Copilot's cloud agent for Linear is now generally available, which means issue tracker work is not just an integration demo anymore. It is a supported path from a ticket to agent-executed development work. That matters because agents become far more useful when they start where work already lives. GitHub's MCP server also added support for the next MCP specification. That line sounds small, but it is exactly the kind of compatibility step that turns a protocol from interesting into load-bearing. If MCP is going to be the way agents see tools, databases, and services, version support has to be boringly dependable. And GitHub put agent automation controls in issues into public preview. That is the phrase I would circle in red, controls. The industry is learning that agent autonomy is not a yes or no switch. It is a surface with policies, scopes, approvals, and logs. On the model side, Upstage's Solar Open 2 showed up as a fresh, open model positioned for agentic use and sovereign deployment. The interesting part is not merely another scoreboard claim. It is that regional and organizational control keeps becoming a feature. Teams want capable models they can place near their data, tune to their constraints, and operate without sending every action through one global API. There is also BTL3 on Hugging Face, a 27 billion parameter open weight model aimed at agentic coding and structural tool use. That target is worth noting. The model release story has shifted from can it chat to can it hold a structured tool loop without dropping the plot. For builders, that is the difference between a clever assistant and an executable teammate. A quieter model lane item from MarkTech Post is Baidu's unlimited OCR pipeline for high-resolution images and multi-page PDF parsing. It is not glamorous, but it is useful. A huge amount of agent work begins with reading messy documents correctly. If the ingestion layer is weak, the agent's beautiful plan is built on sand. The strongest tooling signal today is OpenWorker, surfaced by MarkTech Post as an open-source, local-first desktop AI coworker that returns finished deliverables instead of chat. I love that framing because it points at the next product boundary. The chat transcript is not the artifact. The spreadsheet, patch, memo, design, or pull request is the artifact. The agent should leave a thing on the table. One CLI also deserves attention. It drew strong Hacker News interest as an open-source credential gateway meant to keep secrets out of AI agents. That is the correct instinct. Do not paste secrets into context and hope the model behaves. Put credentials behind a narrow interface, give the agent only the action it needs, and make the boundary auditable. Then there is AMDB, a local code context MCP server packaged as a single Rust binary. This is the utility room phase of agent development: context servers, credential brokers, token proxies, issue bridges, and worktree managers. It is not as flashy as a new model card, but it is what lets agents keep working after the demo ends. On GitHub, Graphify is the first repo to watch. The API snapshot I pulled this morning showed 94,199 stars, and the project turns a codebase plus docs, SQL schemas, configs, and PDFs into a queryable knowledge graph for Claude Code, Cursor, Codex, and Gemini CLI. The why it matters is simple. Retrieval is becoming structural. Agents do not just need similar chunks, they need relationships they can inspect. Turo is another good signal. An aggressive token-saving proxy for CLI agents. The cost story is not optional anymore. Long-running agents chew through context, tool descriptions, logs, and retries. A serious agent stack needs token budgets the same way a serious backend needs rate limits. Continuum, a ShowHN project, is about switching coding agents without re-explaining the project. That may sound like convenience, but it names a real portability problem. If context is trapped inside one agent, the user becomes the adapter. The better architecture is a portable project state that multiple agents can read without a séance at the start of every session. The first paper I would put on the reading stack is OpenForge RL, Train Harness Native Agents in Any Environment. Its premise is that modern agents live inside elaborate harnesses like Claude Code, Codex, and OpenClaw, but our training stacks often pretend the harness does not exist. OpenForge RL uses a proxy to record harness model calls and connect them back to standard reinforcement learning infrastructure. My take, that is exactly the right level of realism. The harness is not packaging. The harness is behavior. Second, a paper on cryptographically verifiable authorization for autonomous agents proposes binding agent identity. The concrete request, execution context, and policy satisfaction into checkable evidence. This is the tiny verifier story I keep coming back to. The model thought it was allowed, is not a control. A signed or cryptographically checkable authorization relation is much closer to something production systems can trust. Third, ICAE Bench evaluates coding agents as interactive project builders. Instead of handing the model a fully specified static task, it starts from fuzzy product intent and asks the agent to clarify, plan, build, debug, and revise. That is closer to real work, where the hardest part is often turning a vague request into a tested artifact. Fourth, Tencent WorkBuddy Bench adds multi-domain coding agent evaluation across code, web, office, and security with contamination-resistant task construction. The important phrase is contamination-resistant. If a benchmark task can be solved by remembering public issue text, the score is mostly theater. If the task is reverse engineered and rewritten so the prompt is not searchable, the result has more bite. And fifth, Issue Trojan Bench studies malicious issue requests against coding agents. That one is timely. Issue trackers are becoming agent input channels, so attackers will treat issues, comments, titles, and reproduction steps as payload space. A coding agent that blindly obeys an issue is not helpful. It is reachable. A few quick hits before we close. MarkTech Post's open source lane also surfaced GigaToken, a very fast Rust BPE tokenizer. That matters because tokenization and pre-processing speed become real costs when every agent loop is packing, trimming, and routing context. Hacker News had fresh small project signal around Hive Review, Bohe, Turo, Continuum, and OneCLI. The common thread is not one dominant framework. It is builders asking for coordination, visibility, cost control, and safer boundaries. GitHub's cluster of updates, Linear GA, MCP spec support, issue automation controls, and mobile cloud agent fixes suggests that agent work is being normalized inside developer platforms, not as a separate toy, but as another actor in the workflow. One more pattern is worth naming. The best items today all shrink trust into smaller units. OneCLI shrinks credential trust into a gateway. The authorization paper shrinks permission trust into a checkable relation. WorkBuddy Bench shrinks evaluation trust into contamination-resistant tasks. Graphify shrinks context trust into visible code and document relationships. That is how reliable agent systems will be built. Not by one giant model grading another giant model, but by many boring little receipts that fail closed. For teams, this changes the build checklist. Before adding another agent, ask four questions. Where does the task enter the system? Which context is carried forward, and which context is deliberately forgotten? What tool authority is granted for this exact step? And what non-model evidence proves the step finished correctly? If the answer is the transcript looked reasonable, the system is still a prototype. If the answer is a test, a diff, a signed authorization, a benchmark record, a retrieved source, or a constrained tool result, the system is beginning to grow up. So the practical takeaway is this. If you are building agents, stop treating the model as the whole system. The model is the engine, but the rails are context, permissions, credentials, benchmarks, and receipts. Give the agent a clean work surface. Give it narrow authority. Give it portable memory. And for every important claim, this was allowed, this changed, this passed, add a small deterministic gate that proves it. The future agent stack will not win by sounding confident. It will win by leaving evidence.